The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
And they're off 9:03 this Friday morning. Welcome to the show. We are here till 10 o'clock. The day is Friday. It's the 4th of October 2019. Text number is 51551. You can email Ryan at rte.ie. Seems like the storm was not as troublesome as we expected it to be. That is not to belittle those who found themselves in tricky situations in the last 24 hours. Hope you're all doing well, particularly our friends in the West. But this side of the country, scot-free so far. But if there's any news, there's certainly plenty of coverage of it all day and into the night, no doubt. So that's good. You know, one of the nicest guests we had on the show recently was Rod Stewart, and he came on the TV show, and we had this lovely moment about Grace, and you know the score at this point. If you haven't seen it, you should look at it. It was very lovely. But he's in the papers today because, do you remember Thomas Cook, that travel company, collapsed, and all these people were stranded and stuck and out of pocket and so on? Well, there was a couple called Sharon and Andrew. And Sharon and Andrew appeared on BBC TV about 11 days ago. And they were really upset because they were saying that their whole wedding plans had been kind of thrown asunder and everything was a fiasco. And so it turns out that Caesar's Palace, the wedding venue, the hotel in Las Vegas, saw this and heard about it, and they felt really sorry for them. So they flew them out and their entire 16-person wedding party to Vegas. And that was nice of them. This is when hotels get things. You know, when they go that extra mile. It's like, that was very nice. They flew them all out. Yeah. Not only that, they then asked Rod Stewart, would you appear and sing for these people? Because they've been through the ringer. And sure enough, he shows up and sings, "Have I Told You Lately That I Love You" for them. I mean, this guy gets better and better. I don't know if he's paid or not to do it, but either way, he did it. Turns out he was in the area because he's performing a residency at that hotel. And he got up and he sang for them. And it was the nicest thing. They had spent around £9,000 sterling on their flights. And I'm looking at the Irish Daily Mail this morning. But they weren't protected against the collapse of the company. And as I say, the hotel then arranged for airline Delta to fly the wedding party to Vegas, gave the bride and groom a luxury suite, headed their wedding, and Rod gave them tickets to his gig. It all worked out. Strange. They probably had a much better wedding than they were ever going to have, possibly. So the fates are funny that way, and they can conspire in ways you never thought possible. And sure enough, they'll be happy forever and ever again. But will they be happy in bed with the right duvet? Because there's a piece today talking about the fact that you don't need to have a tug of war when it comes to duvets and what's it. That's good, isn't it? Tug of war. I'm going to go with that. I like that. If you're hot and your other half is cold, there's no need for a tug of war. Bespoke bedding services have found the answer. It's a duvet that can be grand on one side for the person who gets too hot and grand on the other side for the person who gets too cold, isn't it? So you can divide it tug-wise on either side. We're still talking about, in the office, the topper. The topper is the best thing that ever happened. I went up, I told you, the one was sent to me by Francis Brennan, to his credit, and it has changed everything. I went and bought another couple because for other beds because they work a treat and they will sleep better with this thing, especially with the feathers. The goose feather ones, otherwise you're probably wasting your time. It is a beautiful thing. And now you can have his and hers duvets, and that'll change things for you too. So that some people like a bedroom, particularly freezing cold or really hot, windows open, windows closed, noise, no noise. I personally cannot rest at all in a room where there's no noise. I need to hear the sounds of the world. I can't do that silencing. That'd be like in a cell. I couldn't do it. Now, we were talking about art yesterday because of that piece that I sat for Anya Devine, this wonderful artist, and she sent me an email overnight to say that she just had a little adjustment to the eyes on the painting after we sat it. She just felt she needed to do a little tweak on it, which was fine, and it's just a lovely piece. And we've been in touch since, and it's great. New friend. And Banksy had done this painting, which I posted on Instagram a while ago. because I just thought it was so fun. It was so brilliant. It's the House of Commons, and all the humans have been replaced by chimpanzees, and it's called Devolved Parliament. I mean, what? It's just the cleverness of it all. So this piece was re-shown, if you like, recently to show on Brexit Day. That's what it was. But then it went on sale yesterday, and it was guiding between 1.5 million to £2 million sterling to buy this painting. But it sold for £9.9 million. This was after 13 minutes of what must have been frantic bidding. And it's pretty impressive. And yet, for all of that, then Banksy, and somebody very nice on Instagram sent me this post because we were talking about art, and they sent me a message saying, have you seen this? And I hadn't. And it's a quote from the art critic, Robert Hughes. And I'm going to quote it because I'm in two minds, because Banksy sold this extraordinary painting for this money, and yet he quotes Robert Hughes saying that art should make us all feel more clearly and more intelligently. It should give us coherent sensations that we otherwise would not have had. But the price of a work of art is now part of its function. Its new job is to sit on the wall and get more expensive. So instead of being the common property of humankind, the way a book is, art becomes the particular property of somebody who can afford it. Suppose that every worthwhile book in the world cost $1 million. Imagine what a catastrophic effect on culture that would have. Smart words for thought, and it's pretty. It's big money, and a strange quote, as I say, aside the fact that he's got a cheque for 9.9 million, but he's just obviously aware of the ludicrous nature of it all. And well, he can afford to be aware of the ludicrous nature of it all. I'm just a tiny bit cynical about that. That's what I'll say. And it's interesting, tonight we have a guy who has an extraordinary art collection. That's Jeffrey Archer, is on the Late Show tonight. And he was in his, he has an apartment on the Thames that is heaving and groaning under the weight of Warhols and Renoir and everything else. It's pretty spectacular. And his new book is about art theft and fraudulence, and it's doing very well in the shops at the moment. And we have plenty to talk to him about, obviously, because he was in watching Boris Johnson returning to Parliament after the proroguing. So he's got plenty to say on all of that. And Jeffrey Archer, who will also be joined by, well, not joined by, but certainly will be on the show with a man I've been dying to see since the summer, and it's happening tonight, which is Shane Lowry with the Claret Jug. So that is a great, great result. And so big show tonight. With Riverdance in the middle of it all. And there are twists and turns in the show tonight that I can't tell you about for various different reasons that will become apparent tonight, some quite serious. So you just don't know what's going to be happening on the night. Normally we can tell you we're going to have this, and this. But for different reasons, some of them legal, I can't tell you what's happening on the show tonight necessarily. But you should stay tuned, and you will not be disappointed. That I can say. And I wouldn't sell you a pup, to be honest with you. If you do want to buy a Banksy of your own, on the show today, we have the Euro Millions jackpot tonight. We're not giving it away, but you have to find the right numbers. It's 190 million euro, but we're going to give away a few quid tonight to a lucky listener. Will I give the details now while I'm here? Why not? Okay, because we are giving you the chance to share the dream, whereby you can buy an island and the yacht, and that's if you win the Euro Millions lotto and play before 7:30 tonight. And the National Lottery also wants to share the dream with one lucky listener to our show this morning. So we're going to give €1,000 away. It's Friday. Let's give some money away. Put a smile on your face. Some money in your pocket. The quiz is called Do You Know Your Bling? And the question will give you an idea of what you can spend the 190 million euro on. You have to answer 5 questions. You could have €1,000 windfall today. Windfall. It's appropriate. You get it. 1850-715-900 if you want to take part in that. Regarding the lottery, remember to play responsibly and play for fun. Banksy, says the text, says he didn't own the painting before the auction. He had already sold it on. Thank you for the clarification. Duvets wise, Mary and Kerry says the Austrians have this sorted for years. 2 single duvets on a double bed. No, I couldn't handle that at all. And by there, for the grace of Rod, go I indeed. Picture of Paul McCartney caught And we all thought John Lennon was the gobby one of the Beatles, says the Irish Daily Mirror today. Here's Sir Paul McCartney spitting in the street as he leaves an office in central London. The 77-year-old granddad stunned passers-by with his disgusting act in public. He's rumoured to be heading to Glastonbury next year. So take your brolly if you're standing at the Pyramid Stage. And the headline above it, Let Spit Be. Oh, I'm sure there are better headlines than that. But there you are. Joggers have an awful propensity to do that. They clear their nasal passages. And if you're standing with the wind going the wrong way, close enough on your casual walk, you'll feel that spray in your face. I have. Not nice. Bring a tissue. Okay, guinea pig. Guinea pig is a big hot dish in some Latin American countries. If you're from listening in today from Colombia or Peru or Bolivia, you will think, why are they talking about guinea pig like it's a curiosity to eat? That's what we do. Love to know what it tastes like, probably chicken. In Ecuador, people typically cook guinea pig with salt and then serve them with potatoes and peanut sauce. But one vendor is taking things to another gastronomic level, serving guinea pigs as a cold dessert. Some people like ice cream made from kai, as the animal is locally known. But apparently it's very tasty. Somebody tried a scoop of it and said, yep, nothing wrong with that. And it's it inspires disbelief and laughter among first-time customers, but they get into it eventually. So there you are. Just if you have the misfortune to have guinea pigs in your house, there is always another alternative for you if you decide enough is enough.